Okay, and now we're here in the Irish Centre in Leeds. And I have to say, there was about 250 people at the Tuesday Dinner Club here, all of Irish descent. And I'm lucky to be joined by Teresa Sullivan, who is, I suppose, an amazing lady and an amazing coordinator, because these people are coming, all of Irish descent, are all coming from all over the area. How did all this start, Teresa?
This all started on the as a Millennium Project. And the very first meeting, we had 20 people. And within 2 years, we had 150 people.
Gosh.
Yeah, so since then, it's just taken off.
Yeah, and I have to say now, you know, the people, as I said, are all of Irish, descent. They've all been working and living in the area around Leeds. And just to give you an idea of what happened here today, they all got a lovely lunch. They freshly made sandwiches, soup, lovely donuts. I hope the Diabetic Association of Ireland aren't listening to this. And they had a lovely dance. You may be able to pick up in the background that they're doing some set dancing. And everybody said, and then of course you had your bingo. And I have to say the bingo and raffle, the prizes ranged from a fiver for a line or a corner, but for a book you could win up to £50, which equates to about €70. And then there was one there for £200. It's just amazing. And the other thing, Teresa, we were talking about, it's all self-funding. You're not getting any money.
It's all self-funding. Self-funding. We get no grant except from the Dion Committee, which is not called the Dion Committee now.
Right.
And this year we got £3,000, but it had to be spent on enhancing the lunches.
Right, okay, yeah, right. So, you have to a more balanced...
Yeah, more balanced, healthy living, healthy food. It couldn't be spent on trips, because we have a trip out at least every week, and these are lengthy weekend trips sometimes.
Right, okay. Okay, and then tell us, can I ask you, Teresa, your story? How did you wind up here in Leeds, or the area? If you don't mind me asking you, you know, I'm allowed to ask personal questions.
I was actually educated over here, because education in Ireland in 19...
Yeah, something or other.
43,
okay.
Was expensive. So I happened to have an uncle, a priest, who got me educated, and I did my degree in Manchester, and I've been teaching for 37 years in Leeds.
Right.
And when I retired, I decided I would do something with my spare time, and I came to be secretary of the Tuesday Club.
Right, excellent. And can I ask you, what part of Ireland were you originally from?
I'm from Mayo.
Oh, right, okay. Of course, well, that's fine, because, you know, because of the GAA and the Dubs are always beating Mayo, so you're all right, you know. And there's this curse which we believe may be going soon, but, well, hopefully for Mayo.
But I don't believe that this curse is is serious in any way. I think that Mayo doesn't play football sometimes very well.
Right. So the background is, there's about... Where exactly do all these people... It's not just from Leeds, isn't that correct?
Well, they're mostly from Leeds. We have some from Bradford. I mean, they come from Otley, but it's still all sections of Leeds.
Right.
We don't have anybody from outside of Leeds, really. It's all suburbs of Leeds.
Because you kind of forget how many Irish people actually came and emigrated, you know, to this area all those years ago.
It was a big emigrant place, because they landed in Liverpool even around the famine time, and then not everybody could stay in Liverpool, so they were able to come across the Pennines, and they had a big contingent from Leeds, and they set up on the bank, and it grew from there. So it is a vastly Mayo.
Yeah, that's population. Something that, you know, having spoken to, I'd say, about 20 or 30 people here today, there definitely seems to be, amazingly, a huge Mayo connection. Yeah. And I suppose that basically came down to, as you were saying, that people came over in dribs and drabs, and then they sent and said, come over, that this is...
And there was a nice, apparently, you could go hoeing beet and picking potatoes and all that, so they graduated to that kind of job. And that grew and grew until finally it was a kind of they've built these
In the main. Because it's not somewhere that, as a young fly, would have known about, you know, that particular link, or, you know, we always heard about people going to Australia or Canada. Or other parts of the UK, but Leeds wasn't something that certainly wouldn't have been on my radar at all.
It isn't. I mean, it has a very good university, and we have a lot of Irish students who come over here. But like everything else, it's declining. And third generation Irish now are not all that interested in Irish music, strictly, which is a move forward.
Yeah.
And the Irish Centre here is absolutely thriving, because we have an excellent manager and because we've tried to bring in the young people, and we had a great GA section, but that now too has declined.
Right, okay. Well, Teresa, I'm absolutely bowled over by what I saw here today, and the sheer atmosphere of the whole place, and having 250 Irish people in the one place in a city in the north of England is an absolute credit to yourselves. And all I can say is continued success, and you know, I just wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much. It was lovely to see you.
And thanks for joining us on Near FM. Thanks very much indeed, Teresa. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
In the Irish Centre again, and Tommy has joined us, and he's the manager of the centre. And I suppose, can you give us an outline of how many members you have and how it all got started here?
Well, the Tuesday Club, as we call it, is for our older members, and this started back in the Millennium Year. It was something that we wanted to do for the Millennium Year, and we decided to do a luncheon club. And we started off with only, well, I think 9 people was the first one, but now it's 250. And a waiting
incredible.
List.
Incredible. A waiting list, yeah, incredible stuff.
Waiting list.
Yeah, you know, like, it's the one thing that struck us when we came in, the enormity. And even the size of the room is fantastic. You know, it's like a cabaret kind of room.
Yes, we have the facilities. The facilities are great, really. And yes, as you say, we're able to seat all those people, and as I say, they can dance and they can play bingo or whatever. But what I find, what it has done really, is that it's good for people from a social aspect. Because what I find, because as I say, they are of an age, you get an awful lot of bereavements, and people are there to support each other, and that's brilliant. You know, I see where people are losing a partner, and within maybe a month or 6 weeks, they're back again, because the people on the table make them come back and say, you must come back, and things are not the same without you. And people do come back. And I think that is so, so important as people get older.
Yeah, and the other thing we were talking about a bit earlier was the fact that there is so many Irish people here in Leeds. You know, can you give us a bit of an outline on why you think that is?
Well, I don't know why it is, but it's strange enough, but the centre is built on York Road, and just behind York Road was originally what they called the Bank. Now, the Bank was the Irish ghetto, if that's the right word, back in the 1830s, 1840s. And it's strange that the centre is built just within, you know, a stride of that place.
Right, OK. Yeah. So literally they came here and then stayed, really.
Yes, they did. There's not an awful lot of our members living in the locality, because as I say, you know, people move on, they do better for themselves, they want to do better for their families. I can quite understand that. And they move out to better areas, better schools, and I understand that. So there's not a lot of our members living in this locality now.
Right. And ask, how many members have you got? You know, both kind of, shall we say, senior members that we saw here, but also ordinary members.
Well, we have in the advance of 1,200 members and for the centre,
right.
And as I say, you know, 250 of our members the older members come in here on a Tuesday.
Right, and then the other thing was that you were saying that this was kind of the first Irish centre.
It was the first purposely built Irish centre, built towards the end of 69, but opened its doors in January 1970. That was unofficially, if I
right,
can say.
Right, okay.
So being the people that we are, we wanted to make it official. So official was in June of that year. and a young lad came over from Ireland with his band called Brendan Shine.
Right.
And he was the man that opened this place in June of 1970. I was here that night as the chairperson, you know, the MC, and it was absolutely stunning, you know, to see what the place meant to people at that time, because you had an awful lot of young guys here because the motorways were being built at the time. There was an awful lot of construction. The girls were here in the two hospitals that we have here in Leeds, and there was just absolutely brilliant. Of course, things changed then towards the middle of the 70s, and things got better at home. People moved home. A lot of people moved back home. And but the thing was, is that this place was absolutely, you know, it was in the early days, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I suppose it's a great, well, but in fairness, Tommy, it's a great success story that it survived all those years. You know, if you think that you're saying it officially opened in 71 or 72, 70. And here we are kind of over 40 years later, and the place is looking absolutely fantastic. And as a venue, you've just telling us that about, you've broken it into smaller rooms and that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have, because we have a room here that is licensed for 800 people, believe it or not.
Right.
800 people for a concert, that is.
Right.
You know, and we still do that, and we take out the furniture if it needs be. We'll take the furniture out and give standing room only, as I say, for events. We've had Oasis here. You know, we've had people of that nature, you know. And as I say, you know, we have them on the way up, as the man said, and we have them on the way down. But we have a few promoters now in the city, because there's an awful lot of new venues opened in the city. But if they have an act that sort of will draw 500, 600 people, they will come here to our venue still run those events.
Yeah, that's brilliant, because you know, it is, and it's a going concern, which is paramount importance as well. Because I see, you know, looking at the when we come in, some of the posters, you know, Philomena Begley is coming in in a short time.
Oh,
as well.
Philomena Begley, she's something else. Philomena Begley and Daniel O'Donnell were here just a couple of years ago for a fundraiser, and fair play to her, she's coming again now and. With Big O, he's a comedian from the north of Ireland, and they come in, to, as I say, again for a fundraiser. We do lots of fundraising, you know, and it's great. The people are so generous, you know. It doesn't matter what fund it is, be it cancer, be it Alzheimer's, or whatever. People are so generous.
Yeah. In fairness, now people are very good, for a good cause, people are outstanding, really. You know.
Oh yeah.
So, what would you say? You know, is kind of the highlight of all the years you've been here?
That is so
sorry for putting you on the spot.
That is so difficult. I suppose the highlight, there's two highlights actually. First of all, the 25th anniversary, when we were open 25 years, because as I said, there was times that I didn't think that we would have got to that stage. And the fact in 1995 we were cleared of debt.
Brilliant.
Totally cleared of debt, which was, you know, and the land that we're on, which cost, as I say, £50,000 back in 1970, is worth £3.5 million today, because we're so close to the city.
That's brilliant. You know, not that anybody wants to sell somewhere like this, but, you know, but as an investment,
yes,
you know that
absolutely.
That's there. So as a backup, if God forbid, if ever needed. Well, you know, Tommy, I have to say, we were, Mark Finnegan and myself were mightily impressed when we walked through the door, and not alone that, but not alone was the people looking after the food, but you were up on the stage doing the bingo and getting them to do the singing and to do the line dancing and the Walls of Limerick and the Siege of Ennis and all that kind of stuff. You know, you obviously loved this.
I do. I get such a buzz from it. I really, really... I actually retired, as I said, 10 years ago. But it means so much to me as a Tuesday Club, because when I see those people, I see friends, I see people that I worked with, you know, it's just nice that they're enjoying themselves, and they should do.
Yeah.
Even as I said, you know, when they've lost a partner or whatever, and they can come along here and they can just enjoy themselves with friends.
Yeah. Well, Tommy, can I just say continued success. It's absolutely brilliant to be here today, and thanks for having us.
Oh,
and we had a great time. We really did. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you
for joining us on here. And that was Tommy and Teresa. And I have to say, we had an amazing experience, is the best way to describe it, in the Irish Club in Leeds last Tuesday afternoon. We kind of went up, well, I did, just to have a look and try and get some interviews with some people who were, you know, kind of former residents of this country. And I have to say, it was an absolute joy and wonder to be there with all the crack they were having. And as I said, if you heard the first part of the interview, the bingo, actually, you could win £200 sterling, which would be equate to about €280. Mark and myself were nearly going to buy a couple of books. However, we kind of felt if we had won any money, we would have been, I would say, probably stabbed as we got out the door or something like that. We certainly wouldn't have got out alive. But to everybody there who made us feel so welcome, and I suppose the other thing was that, you know, they all wanted to chat to us and have a bit of a chat and see what were we doing there. I think they thought we were spying on them. But to all those people that were there, a continued success, and it's every Tuesday, which is fantastic.